Okay, so let's talk about the fucking roads, since I am on the road. Greetings, this is the Great One himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, and we are on the fucking road. Yes, my friends, a road. An object so complicated that it could not exist without the government. I am driving down the road, it's Sunday morning, it's 9:06. I am cruising to Denver to take pictures of this little hottie babe. And I'm cruising down the interstate. The roads! Oh, the roads! Without the government, how would there be any roads? Who could make a flat place on the ground without the government? Oh my God! And among a bunch of things that I may talk about today, I thought, last night I was going to record a podcast. I had shit going on. I wasn't really in the mood. And I'm like, shit, I got to drive to Denver tomorrow. And I'm just like, and why is it so fucking hot in here? No, because the heater's on. All right. And then it occurs to me, I'm like, hey, why don't you take the fucking audio recorder and you can record the podcast while you're on the road. Roads. Because we all know there would be no roads without the government. So here we are. We're on the road. Hey, how's it going, guys? We'll see how all of this turns out. Hopefully the road noise will not be too shitty. All right, so here's the first thing about the roads before I forget. I've been binging on the Marketing Over Coffee podcast, as you probably know, because I keep talking about it. I got some clips I want to play for that, and I'm also going to refer you guys to an episode, play a few clips from it. They do a discussion about artificial intelligence, which is really interesting. Because artificial intelligence is moving along. I still don't think that we're going to achieve real-life sentience with artificial intelligence for reasons I've talked about before, as some we're talking about now. But it's a really interesting episode. I'm going to point you guys at it, do some commentary on some of it. I also feel like I'm shouting a little bit on this podcast, because I am. Because I've got the gain turned down low, so I don't pick up a lot of road noise, in theory. We'll see how the audio quality is. So if you feel, hey, great one, why the fuck are you shouting at us? Well, it's just because I'm trying to project, not necessarily shout. We'll see how this goes. Also, I was trying to figure out how I could mount. Yeah, I like mounting. I was trying to figure out how I could mount the audio recorder so that I could drive with two hands instead of having to hold the audio recorder, but that's not working out. So at some point, if you hear banging and smashing, that's because I'm tossing the audio recorder aside so I can drive with two hands so I don't fucking die, even though that would probably make some people really happy if I did, in fact, crash and burn and die. And shit, how am I going to get a drink of water now? Fuck. See, this was not well thought out. You know, there should be a government agency to plan audio recording in your car for you, because clearly I'm not smart enough to do this. It's like a flat place on the ground. Nobody could possibly figure out how to do it without the government. There should be a government agency to regulate podcasting and to assist podcasters in doing their fucking podcasting. That's what we need. All right. The roads and Marketing Over Coffee. So another thing they're talking about over on MOC was self-driving cars. And they're talking about how good the self-driving cars are, and then people distract her saying, well, yeah, but they're only driving that good because of this and that and everything. And I don't really have a dog in this fight yet. But here's the thing. Here's why I wanted to talk about self-driving cars for a minute. There are a lot of things in our society that I don't think computers need to be doing. But one thing computers could be doing, should be doing, is driving cars. At least most of the time. Because first of all, driving cars is pretty much nothing but mathematics. Which is why women are such shitty-ass drivers. Because it's math. Right? You look at the vehicles around you. You calculate the distances between them. You calculate how fast they're going. Oh, we're coming up on construction. That's going to be lovely. And you do all this mathematics and this physics in your head, and you decide, okay, do I need to speed up? Do I need to slow down? Do I have time to pass? Do I need to stay in my lane? It's all math. That's why women suck at driving. Well, that and because they're women. That's the perfect realm for computers. If you got computers, controlling all the cars, going down the fucking interstate, you'd never have another fucking traffic accident. You'd never have gridlock. You'd never have any of this bullshit. You could also probably get away with fewer lanes. You need more lanes because people are stupid. We're about to go into the fucking construction area here. Everybody hang on a second as I attempt not to die. Because we're tearing up part of the road, so we're being funneled to a different part of the road, and we have to reduce speed and all this other happy horse shit. Because the government is building them roads. They've been building this road for months. This is not the other road I kept telling you guys about that took 10 fucking months. They finally finished it. After 10 fucking months, they managed to build 1.5 miles of road. Holy fucking shitballs. In half of that time, an entire apartment complex of student housing was built, and students were shoved in there and are probably being charged an arm and a leg. But that was the free market versus the government. And we all know that without the government, nobody could make a fucking flat place on the ground because it's so goddamn complicated. And the government's doing a great job of making a flat place here. They've been fucking with this for 3 months. What was I talking? Self-driving cars. Cars could drive themselves because computers can do traffic. You would need fewer lanes because the computers would be able to look ahead. You see how the traffic is. You slow the speed of a car by, you know, 0.5 miles an hour when it's 20 miles away, and you can prevent a fucking traffic jam. You can prevent accidents, all this other shit. That's the perfect realm for computers to take over. Now, the one thing I'm not convinced about yet, based on my wide range of experience with self-driving cars, which is none. But here's my one big question, though, about the self-driving cars. How are they going to handle inclement weather? So, like, in nice weather, like right now, cruising down the interstate, I can get that. That I totally see working. My question is, what about rain? What about ice? What about snow? Now, ice, maybe, because if the car has sensors in it that allow the car to know, oh, I'm slipping in this direction or I'm slipping in that direction, right? The car can compensate, and probably the computer can do that better than a human. Because as humans, right, we panic, you're supposed to turn into the skid, but instead you turn away from the skid because you're panicking or whatever, right? So the computer can avoid all of that. So maybe the computer will do better on ice, icy roads, I don't know. I want to see it, though. And speaking of traffic jams, okay. I think my big one is the snow for the snowbound places. Because I remember this one time, this was multiple years ago, many moons. How long ago was this? Oh, this was before her. I was dating this girl who lived over in Boulder. And I had driven over there to see her, and it started snowing, and it was snowing a shitstorm. So I had to get back to the People's Republic of Fort Collins because I had to work the next day. So I'm driving back to the People's Republic, and I'm not like on a back road, but I'm on a road less traveled between Boulder and trying to get back to the interstate. And because other people aren't stupid, all the non-stupid people just stayed the fuck at home because it was dumping snow all over the place because they were smart. The great one, however, being a dumbass and having to get back to work the next day, was driving through all of this fucking snow, going down the road. And the great one could not even see the road. I had no idea where the fucking road was. I'm cruising along, and I could see a fence. It was dark. It was at night, of course, also. It's not like I could be doing this during the day. Oh, fuck no. Driving back in the snow at night, snow's dumping so hard, not just coming down hard, but it's already so deep that it's like, I have no idea where the fucking road is. There is a fence over to my right, which I was using as a guide. It's like, well, there's a fence there. So I know the road's not over there. And I'm just driving where I think the road is at based on looking at the lay of the snow. So my question is, how is a self-driving car going to handle that? I'm not saying they can't. I'm saying I don't know. And I'm saying I want to see it. So everybody's in a rush to automate and computerize everything. Many things which I would rather they not be automated and computerized. You know, on Marketing Over Coffee, they make, I disagree with these guys a lot because they're both just statist as fuck. I actually just finished listening to an episode where they were talking about, they were laughing about, who was it, Europe? Somebody came up with the you have a right to be forgotten and Google has to forget you. And they thought that was just hilarious because you have no right to be forgotten. And that, you know, once your data is out there, it belongs to the corporations and you need to shut up and deal with it. So they're very fucking statist. But every once in a while, they make good points. They're talking about AIs. And one of the guys made the point that we build these AIs and the very first thing we teach them is military applications. Because where most of your AI research so far, where did it start? In the military. So you're building these AIs and you're using them to bomb people and to put missiles up people's asses and to blow things up and to launch nuclear missiles and all this other shit. And it's like, and he's saying, you know, is this really the best idea? If we're going to build AIs, should we be teaching them military applications? That's a good point. Now with the roads, back to the roads, because we're driving down the roads. And why cars should be doing this instead of people. I drove down here to Denver Friday also to take pictures of the little hottie babe. And this is the first time I've driven to Denver in a while. And there's been a shit ton of construction between here and there, of course. So I'm coming down the highway, and the highway, I-25, splits from two lanes into three lanes at this one point. And I thought, hey, look, because it used to split into three lanes back around, I want to say around Longmont? No, I think I'm full of shit. We'll find out because we're driving down here. Anyhow, it split into three lanes in the past, but it split into three lanes sooner than it used to. And I'm like, oh, what the hell? They've extended the three lanes farther north. So we're cruising along, right? We're doing 90 miles an hour, not 90, 80, because the speed limit is 75. We're doing 80 miles an hour. We're cruising along two lanes, except right now I'm not because I'm behind this guy in this pickup who's driving really fucking slow. Okay, dude, speed limit, 85. Why am I doing 75? Here we go. Self-driving cars. I would not be having this problem right now. We're doing fucking 65 in a 75 zone. All right, is the great one gonna, nope, the great one cannot pass. The great one can do math, and I just calculated that this truck will hit me if I attempt to pass this car. I just oppressed a woman. I did mathematics. All right. Everybody, hang on. My opportunity might be coming. Oh, no, this guy is fucking blaring. He's got a nice car, though. Looks like a Mustang. It is a Mustang. It's pretty sweet. All right, we're doing it. Everybody, hold on. The great one does not want to go 65 in a 75. The great one has people to do and things to go, or something like that. All right. Hey, now I can get behind this semi truck and go slow. Cruising down the road. 85, not, why do I keep saying 85? 75, 80 miles an hour. Cruising down the road, two lanes. Ah, I just fucked myself because I did get behind the semi-truck and screwed myself. All right, hang on. Here we go, boys. And we made it. Oh, we're not going to die. Not yet. Hang on. Great one. What are you driving? It's a something. I don't remember what this car is. It's not terrible. It's got no get up and go. Just like every fucking modern little shitty car. But you know, once you owned a 8-cylinder Dodge Coronet built in 1966... You put your fucking foot down on 8 fucking cylinders, it goes. Cars these days, you put your foot on the gas and it just sits there. There's this like 3-second lag between pushing on the gas pedal and accelerating. Okay, now we're actually at the place I'm talking about. So we're right here, right now. The highway just split into three lanes. And for some reason, further on down, it goes back to two lanes. I'm not sure what the hell that's all about. But here's the part that fucking interested me, and I know exactly why it happens. We're going down two lanes, 85 miles an hour. God damn it. 80 miles an hour. 75, 80 miles an hour. We get to the place where it splits into three lanes. You would think traffic would speed up, right? Because now you have three lanes. Wrong. It actually slowed down. We're doing like 50, 55 in the three-lane area. As soon as we got to the place where it went back to two lanes, everything sped back up and I'm back at 80 miles an hour. Why is that? It is because humans are stupid. As soon as we hit the three-lane area, there are a number of automobiles, because I'm sitting here watching them laughing, who instantly start jockeying through the three lanes, trying to get into the fastest lane. And as they're jockeying between the lanes, they're pulling in front of other cars, and so those cars are slowing down, which then, of course, has a effect on all the cars behind them. Now we all have to slow it, everybody's slowing down, and all the slowing down, oh, there's a giant hot air balloon up in the air. And everybody's slowing down, and suddenly, just like that, now we're coming to where the three lanes end, and it goes back to two lanes. Today, it's not bad. But yesterday, I'm serious. We went from 80 fucking miles an hour to 55, and then back to 80. And the slow part was in the area with three lanes, because you've got all these stupid humans who think, oh my God, that lane over there, they're going 1 mile an hour faster than me. I've got to get in that lane. And they do all this fucking jockeying and positioning and fucking assing around, and they fuck everything up for everybody behind them. When computers drive cars, none of that is going to happen. And you could reduce all your fucking interstates, most likely, back to two goddamn lanes. You wouldn't need to build more fucking lanes. But then there wouldn't be as many roads. And oh, that would be terrible. Because, well, then what would the government do? I don't know. All right, so that was my little rant about you people and your fucking driving skills. Then here's my other, since we're talking about driving. And I got to remember to ask Aaron Clary this sometimes. Because Aaron Clary's always talking about Denver. Like in his videos, he'll talk about, yeah, go to Denver. Denver's a great place. I don't know what the fuck Aaron sees in Denver. When I go to Denver, all I see is a fucking shithole. And the roads, oh my, the roads! The roads in Denver. Whoever designed those fucking roads, holy shit, they were smoking something. So, back in Houston, Texas, where I lived for many years and where I spent a lot of time, you got I-10 and you got the 610 and you got, what's the other one? I want to say it's 70, but I might be full of shit. I haven't been there in so long. 45? That's 70. It can't be said. I think it's 45. Anyhow, you've got all your interstates that go through and your major Texas highways, your state highways that go through Houston. And alongside every interstate and alongside every state highway, there's a feeder road. So you're going down I-10 and you see a exit ahead of you. Okay, you pull off the exit, bam, you exit off, you're on the feeder road. The feeder road parallels the interstate or the state highway and you cruise along. And so if you miss, say you miss your exit or something, or you need to turn around, you just exit off, you go down the feeder, you come to the next crossroad that goes under the highway or under the interstate. You go, you take a left, then you take another left, you're on the feeder going the other way, you come to an exit, an entrance ramp rather, you go right back up on the interstate. Nothing to it. Feeder roads. Why is this a foreign concept? Feeder roads. Along the side of every interstate, every state highway. In Denver? Oh, fuck no! There ain't a goddamn feeder road in sight. You come off of one fucking interstate and you go right onto another fucking highway, or you come into some, there's no fucking feeder roads. If you have to turn, and there's no exits, and the exits don't have turnarounds, and I'm like, what in the fuck? The first time I ever drove in Denver, it was late at night, it was when I first came up here, I'm driving around, I'm trying to find something. And I find the ramp to get on the interstate. I'm like, thank God, I can get on the fucking interstate and get out of here. And I'm going down the ramp and I'm pushing on the gas pedal because that's what the fucking feeder ramp is for, to accelerate and match speed with the traffic on the fucking road, right? Right. I come to the end of the feeder ramp, there's a goddamn stop sign. I'm like, wait, how do you have a fucking stop sign on an entrance ramp to a fucking interstate? Oh, we're in Denver. That's how. Because the people here are fucking retarded. Now, you guys tell me, oh, here's a wreck. Holy shit. Damn, somebody's trailer with an automobile on it is upside down in the ditch. Fuck, that hurts. Hopefully it was just the trailer and not the people too. Because I don't see the vehicle that was pulling it. Whew, that is ugly. Tell me, do you guys have this in wherever you're at? We have this in Colorado. And they're building more of them. You're going to the interstate, okay? Like you're getting on the interstate. Boom, you're going down the feeder ramp and you get down there and there's a fucking stoplight where the fucking feeder ramp goes onto the interstate. And there's a sign, one car per green light, and the fucking thing is red and you have to stop. Like, no! What? What is this shit? Once again, self-driving cars will eliminate all of this. Why? Why? Why is there a fucking red light at the end of a goddamn entrance ramp to a fucking interstate? I have never seen this anywhere else in my... I haven't really driven anywhere else in my life in the last, I don't know. How long has it been since I even went back to Texas? I haven't been... Last time I really did a major road trip was... Whew, shit, maybe... Was it... Fuck, I don't remember. But it's been a while since the last time I went back to Texas, drove around Houston, drove around Austin, shit like that. I didn't see any fucking red lights on feeder ramps. What the hell's wrong with you people? So guys, I don't care what Aaron Cleary says. Dude, Denver is a fucking shithole. Do not come to Denver. But dude, you can get weed. Oh, fuck you. Dude, Denver, shithole. Shithole, Denver. Driving around, oh my God, yesterday, driving around downtown Denver. Talk about construction. And trying to find this place. Oh, my God, let me tell you guys about Union Station. So the model, so the cute girl, she wants to take pictures at Union Station. I don't know what Union Station is. So I'm like, sure. All right, and hang on. I'm drinking water and we're getting in. Okay, here we go. It's 3 lanes worth of road. I'm doing 60 miles an hour. 3 lanes, 60 miles an hour. The whole time coming here, 2 lanes, I was doing 80. This is what I'm talking about. And I'm watching these, there they are. They're changing lanes like a motherfucker right in front of me. The guy almost just pulled right, this idiot pulled right in front of this black pickup, almost got hit. The black pickup has to slam on his brakes. Guys, all 3 lanes are going the same fucking speed. Stay in your goddamn lane, push the accelerator, shut the fuck up. I want computer-driven cars, and I want them now. Because you people are all fucking morons. But, oh, you're allowed to vote. There's the fucking problem. Democracy, not the solution, the fucking problem. All of these idiots are allowed to vote. Because you can't figure out how to drive your fucking car. 3 goddamn lanes. I'm doing 65 miles an hour. You people can't fucking figure this out. But somehow or another, you're smart enough to determine whose foreign policy ideas are better, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. No, shut up. Shut the fuck up, go back to your goddamn cubicle, do some worthless ass fucking email. All right, hi, what's up guys? It's the great one, I'm ranting. What was I oh, Union Station, downtown Denver, god damn it. I'm driving around goddamn downtown Denver trying to find Union Station and it's this disaster. And look, I don't mind one-way streets, contrary to what people believe. Studies have shown that one-way streets are actually more effective than two-way streets for traffic. I know none of you believe that because no one wants to believe that because everyone thinks, well, one-way streets are so complicated. Once again, okay, if a one-way street is too difficult for you, maybe you shouldn't be voting. Just throwing that out, guys. Now, does the great one, let's see, I think the great one's going to change light. The great one is going to do what he's bitching about. Let's see. But see, the great one is not changing lanes in front of somebody else who has to then slam on their brakes. The great one made sure there was lots of room between him and the semi-truck behind him because the great one doesn't want to fucking die. All right. And because pimps do not commit suicide. All right, now I'm going to do it again. Do it. I said do it. All right, is this idiot going to get in my way? Probably. Nope, we made it. All right, we're still alive. Well, I'm still alive. Downtown Denver. Yes, Union Station. One-way streets. Seriously, look, I don't mind one-way streets if they're on a grid, like you go to downtown Houston. One-way streets. It's on a grid. It's real fucking obvious. Get a map of downtown Denver and have a look at that fucking conflatulation. One-way streets that just end in the middle of nowhere. I'm driving, it's like Union Station, it's right over there. I can see it, but I can't get to it. Because the streets don't go that way. And there's construction, and it's not on a grid. And streets in downtown Denver, you're driving and it's just like, bam, dead end. It's like, wait. I'm in a fucking downtown of a quote-unquote major city. It's Denver. It's not really a major city. It's a shithole. And boom! Dead end! Like, what is this shit? I'm not kidding you guys. It took me about 25 minutes once I actually got into downtown Denver. It took me a solid 25 minutes of driving around to fucking figure out how to get remotely close to this Union Station thing so I could walk there after parking. So then we're at the Union Station, which, like I said, I didn't know what this was. I'm like, well, is that the local bus system or the transit or what is it? No. It's Amtrak. So it's federal. So I'm like, oh, okay. And inside, oh, God, it's just, it reminded me of what I hate about cities is going in this fucking Amtrak station packed with people, only two entrances. Both of them are nothing but double doors. There's another set of entrances going out onto the tarmac. I don't think it's actually called a tarmac at a rail station, but I'm calling it that. But there's two entrances. There's all these choke points. I'm thinking, oh, this is a great place for a mass shooting because no one could get out. There's fucking armed police officers everywhere. Like, the whole time we're in downtown Denver walking around, in this general vicinity anyways, Jesus fucking Christ, the number of fucking armed police officers. I'm like, I'm standing in one place, and I'm looking around me, and at one point, I counted seven fucking body-armored cops within seeing distance of myself. Finding the bathrooms took an act of God because there's no signage. God forbid we have some fucking signage pointing to the goddamn bathrooms because nobody at Union Station would want to take a piss. So anyhow, we're out there, we're taking some pictures, and it's like by the railroad track there because it's the railroad track's dead end at the station. So we're right there where the railroad track's dead end. We're taking some pictures. And of course, all the cops are watching. Like, you know, obviously, I'm a Muslim terrorist because I'm white and I have a camera. And all the cops are watching. And finally, one of them comes over and says, just as a reminder, and I'm thinking, it's not a reminder because I don't know what you're about to say. But the great one is not stupid. When there's seven people around you with guns and they can all shoot you and get away with it, just be fucking polite and live. You know, right? That you don't have to be a smartass all the time. I'm like, yes, sir. He says, just as a reminder, you can take all the pictures you want, but he was like a local-ish cop. His uniform indicated to me he was not a federal level police officer, and thus he was not a douchebag. He was not a douchebag. He was really very nice. He says, just as a reminder, the Department of Homeland Security is right up there. And he points up to like the second, third story of the building that's overlooking us. And he says, you can take all the pictures you want, but no flash, no, uh, no videography, no tripods, and whatever you do, don't step onto the railroad tracks because it's an automatic $20,000 fine if you do that. And I'm like, okay, thank you. Thank you very much for that information. Because, no, this is not a reminder. There are no signs, just like as there were no signs telling me where the fuck the bathroom was. There's no signs that say you can't take pictures. Well, you can take pictures. You just can't take video. You can't use a flash. You can't use a tripod. And there's not a sign there saying don't get on the railroad tracks. Now, one could say, well, great one. Isn't that obvious? Well, yes, that is fairly obvious. But you see, the rules are made to be broken, especially when you're a fucking photographer. Because during the day, we got thrown off of private property multiple times because that's what you do when you're a photographer. I've talked about this before. If you're a photographer and you have never been chased off of private property for taking pictures, then you're not a photographer yet. Dude, photographers, real photographers, we have all been escorted off the premises. We have all had security called on us. We have all climbed over fences. We have all climbed under fences. We have all broken into abandoned buildings. This is the stuff you do when you're a photographer. And so the model, she was just like, oh my God, because we kept getting thrown off of private property. And I'm like, yeah, this is how this rolls. This is how this is going to happen. And she couldn't believe that. She's like, $20,000. I'm like, yeah, that's federal property. It's like, had I known Union Station was federal property, I probably would have just said, no, let's not go there. Because the state, like local cops and private security, I've been thrown off of a lot of private property, right? Like in downtown Denver. But the security guys, they're security guys hired by the companies. They're cool as fuck. I mean, they're not pulling their gun and shooting at you and telling you, you know, they just go, hey, man, this is private property. You can't take pictures here. Really sorry. I'm like, oh, thanks, man. Thanks. You know, I didn't realize. Thanks for letting me know. They're always really cool guys. Federal, whole different fucking ballgame. Anyhow, today we're taking pictures on some college campus. Whatever college campus. You can look on the map of Denver. Whatever college campus is there near sort of what is a little southwest-ish of downtown Denver, but just right there next to downtown Denver. That's where I'm going. Never been there before, so we'll find out. Hopefully I won't get too fucking lost with all these fucked up roads in Denver. Dude, I did yesterday. There was one point I had no idea where the fuck I was at. Say, great one. Why don't you use GPS? I don't have GPS. I have a road map. Where is it? Somewhere around here. Here, hang on. Hear that? That's the sound of the paper road map that I have. Yes, that's how fucking old I am. A road map printed on paper. So how's it going, guys? You're enjoying this little trip with the Great One? This is what it's like on a road trip with the Great One. You can't get a word in edgewise. It's just me bitching, pissing, and moaning and griping about the roads. And right now I'm avoiding potholes. There's this one where you get on the interstate from the People's Republic of Fort Collins. The entrance ramp there, which does not have a fucking stoplight on it yet, thank God. There's this pothole that spans about half of the entrance ramp width-wise. So you can't avoid it. There's no avoiding this fucking pothole. You're gonna hit it. That motherfucker has been there for months. Months. Like, hey, if the government does such a great job of building the fucking roads, why can't they fill in that one goddamn pothole that every motherfucker getting on the goddamn ramp fucking hits? Now see, when you have self-driving cars, the cars, they will notice this shit, they could report it to, I don't know, Google, and Google could, I don't know, hire some private contractors or something to come fill the fucking thing in, I don't know. Fuck. The government is just fucking driving through construction right now. Ah, the construction. 65 mile an hour speed limit. I'm doing 70. All right, I'm lying. I'm doing 75. Shit, busted. Just gave. Remember, guys, never admit to doing a crime. We all know we do them, but just don't admit to it, especially not on your podcast. But hey, at least, see, here's the thing. I got three lanes. We're in a 65 zone. We're all doing 75. Traffic is going great. Back on the fucking highway where there's no construction, where the speed limit is 75, we got to fucking do 60 because people can't fucking drive. All right, I think I need, my voice needs a rest because I'm shouting at the microphone and having a good time. I had a great big fucking happy smile on my face. It's good to be me. It's good, man. Fucking life is good. Tomorrow, Monday, I got nothing going on. It's going to be great. I can, well, oh, goddamn. Woo, that, there's a wreck. The front end of that car is gone. Ouch. Tomorrow, Monday, the November something in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trumpenfuhrer, Sieg Heil, still no wall. Still no wall. Waiting for that wall. Right, tomorrow, day off, I'm just fucking get caught up in shit at the house, get this podcast posted if it doesn't sound like shit, which hopefully it won't. And I don't know, the weather's supposed to be good. I need to go out and talk to some girls because I haven't seen any girls lately because I've been working too much. Great one. Aren't you taking pictures of a girl? Well, yeah, but that's not the same. And what else? Yeah, that's it. Okay, now I'm just rambling. Now I'm shutting this down. Don't worry, though. I'll be back because I want to record some more. We'll see how this goes. All right, what else? CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. Send me email, God, dog spelled backwards. G-O-D at CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. And bye-bye.